If you want this nation to be blessed, you're going to have to find a man that's going to be a man of God that'll believe and be as bold standing on that platform as I am in this pulpit about Jesus. We find a man like that, we find a man that's going to cause all kinds of problems in this country. But it's time we had some problems in this country. I'll tell you, we've had problems running out our ears, as far as I'm concerned, the last 20 years. Don't you think? And it's all because we will not serve the living God. You know, we vote for presidents and put them in that don't even believe in Jesus. What a bunch of Christians we are. The Christians in America, if just the Christians would vote for men of God that are true Christians, we could put anybody in office we wanted in there. But the Christians don't even know who to vote for. It's a shame. But the governor that we're serving is our king. His name is Jesus. And if anybody wants to know what this holiday season's about, don't call it a holiday season. Say it's Christmas, and it's representing the birthday of the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and His name is Jesus Christ. And somebody said, was He a Jew? Yes, He was a Jew. The greatest Jew that ever lived. But that was Jesus. Don't be ashamed of Him. Learn something about Him. And He sent them to Bethlehem and said, go and search diligently for the young child. And when you have found him, bring me word again that I may come and worship him also. A lie right out of the pit of hell. Verse 9 and 10. When they had heard the king, they departed. And lo, the star which they saw in the east went before them. They didn't need Herod to tell them this. All they had to do was just pray and ask God. He would lead them. Now he is doing it, but he had a plan. And they saw it, and it went before them till it came and stood over where the young child was. Now, a lot of people will tell you today that was not a real star. That was, you know, a figment of their imagination or whatever. I'm going to tell you, God could hang a star 500 feet in the air if he wants to. I mean, he could put a bright light up there. He could put that thing and it looked like a star twinkling and everything else. He could have hung a sign out there and said, wise men, this way, boys. You know, he could do anything. If you don't realize that's the God we serve, hey, nothing's impossible with God. But he put that star up there. I can see that star. And probably the star was jumping around. Maybe an angel up there said, hey, come on, boys. Come on, follow this star. Oh, they said, that's it right there. You know, I mean, no telling what they really saw, but we know they saw the star and they was led by this thing. So don't put a limitation on God. He's the big boy. He can do anything. So it went before them and it came and it stood over where the young child was. And I can just see it now, the star bowing down. Did you know the stars bow down to the king? There's that little tiny child in there and that star says, boys, he's right in there. I'm going to bow down before him. He is my creator. If that was a real star, who made that star? That little king laying in there. Jesus made that star. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. When you and I see or come to know Jesus, we ought to be joyful. We ought to have exceeding joy. We ought to be praising and worshiping the king. You know, don't be an old sourpuss. You know, when you go out shopping or whatever you're going to do, somebody says, walk in, somebody says, boy, you look like you're not having a good day today. Don't never let nobody say that to you. When you walk in, if there's anybody in the world who's got a smile on their face, it ought to be you as a Christian. I mean, you ought to be smiling all the time. And you ought to be laughing and talking about Jesus. And when they say, what's wrong with you? You say, praise God, I know Jesus. Do you know him? And they said, well, no. I said, well, let me tell you about him. I know who he is. If you want to see the king do great and wonderful things for you, then you need to make sure you're not ashamed of the king. Now then, verse 11 and 12. And when they were come into the house. Now, wait a minute. Now, he was born in a what? In a manger. He ain't in the manger no more. No, so this wasn't the next day when Jesus was born, when these boys showed up. This was a little while down. Now then, he's gotten a little bigger. The Joseph found out that he's going to have to get a place to live. And now they got a house. So, and when they were come into the house, they saw the young child. It wasn't a baby anymore. He might have been running around. the little young child. They saw him with Mary, his mother, and they fell down and worshiped him. Now, you know, it might do all of us a little good if we could humble ourselves and fall on our knees and worship the King. Somebody said, well, I could never walk around at Home Depot and talk about Jesus like that. I say, hey, if it took it, I'd fall down on my knees over there and worship the King. I don't care what you think about me. I ain't interested in what you think. I only want to please one, and that's Him. Somebody said, you're stupid. Hey, that's okay. I'm stupid for Jesus. That's the only thing I care about, ain't you, Eldon? Praise the King. We love the King. We love it when the King shows up for our prayers. It's like that guy wrote me an email the other day. He said, you know, I've kept up with your ministry the last 3 or 4 years. He said, I've listened to a lot of your teaching. He said, there's some things you teach I don't agree with. But he said, it's obvious God must be pretty happy with most of the things you're preaching. Because he said, I ain't never seen a ministry in my life that gets as many answers to prayer as your team does. Hey, so who is it that answers our prayers? The King, Jesus. So if we're not pleasing the King, guess what he doesn't do? He doesn't answer our prayers. If we please the King, he answers our prayers. And I want my prayers answered. Don't you, JC? Amen. So we want to please the King. And they fell down and worshiped him. And when they had opened their treasures, I mean, they had treasures, plural. They presented unto him gifts, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Just think. They presented, I believe, with all my heart, enough gold to Joseph and Mary to sustain them for years into the future. I mean, Joseph didn't have to worry about working. He did. But he didn't have to worry about where his next meal was coming from. He was provided for abundantly by these wise men from the East. And being warned of God in a dream. Now, God speaks to these guys too, doesn't he? He'll speak to you too if you'll listen. He'll talk to you. And being warned of God in a dream that they should not return to Herod, they departed into their own country another way. Now then, let's see what happened. And when they were departed, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream. Not only did God warn these guys and tell them to go another way and not go back to Jerusalem, but to go another way, which they obeyed, then that angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream again. And he's talking to him, saying, arise and take the young child and his mother and flee into Egypt and be there until I bring thee word, for Herod will seek the young child to destroy him. Now see, he knows this is supposedly a new king. Well, he's a king. We don't want this guy to take over. He wants to be king. You know, and so it's amazing when a guy that's that old thinks that I'm going to live forever. I'm going to be king forever. So if I kill the young generation, be no problem. I'll be king forever. How stupid can you be? When he arose, he took the young child and his mother by night, and they departed into Egypt. So see, when God comes to you and tells you to do something, what should you do? You do it. That's exactly right. When the Lord tells you, how many times in my life has God told me to do something like that? Of course, one of the simplest ones here a while back, I've told some of you, I was ministered to a person here till way past time, and I was speaking over in Garland that night, and I looked at my watch, kept thinking, man, I got to get out of here. But I had to meet these people's needs. I finally got their needs met and prayed for them, and then I told them, I got to go. So I jumped in my car with my stuff, and I'm running down 407 here, and I turn down 35E over there, and I'm going down the road, and I said, Lord, the only way I know to get to this place I'm going in Garland is go all the way down to 635 and go way up 635 and then go back up to that place. I said, Lord, if the traffic's any, I said, I'm not going to make it. I said, what do I need to do? And it's as clear as a bell. He said, take the George Bush. I said, Lord, I don't know where the George Bush goes. Hey, it shouldn't have made any difference. Don't you think the King knows where the George Bush goes? Don't you think he knows? But I didn't. So I'm doubting. And I said, Lord, I don't know where the George Bush goes. I should have said, oh, when he said take the George Bush, I said, oh, okay. But, you know, ye of little faith. You know, that's if I could ever get to the point where I can just trust the king, oh, what I might be able to do in the name of Jesus. But I'm going down. I said, Lord, I don't know where that goes. And boy, I'm rapidly approaching the George Bush. And I'm already to the double line, you know, where I said, Lord, I don't know where that goes. He said, take the George Bush. Okay, Lord. So I go across. I look right. Put nobody over there. I don't go across the double lines. And I get up on it. And I get right up on the tip top of that thing. And I look back and I said, Lord, I sure hope you know where this thing goes. Oh, you of little faith. Can't you just imagine how merciful God is to us? We have no faith. You know, we can't trust Him. When He talks, we ought to say, oh, thank you, Jesus. He should have never had told me but one time. Take the George Bush. I should have said, wow, okay. Lord, I'm just obeying you. But how dumb we are. I guess I should say me. So anyway, I'm driving down to George Bush. Never been on it before in my life. Come down to it. And it's just been opened right there. And the rest of it wasn't open. It's all open now, I guess. But I'm driving down that road. I come to one of them toll booths. I got to stop and give them 75 cents. Okay. Stop and give them 75 cents. I drive, seemed like a couple of miles up there and had to stop and give them 75 more cents. I drive a couple more miles, had to stop and give them 75 more cents. Okay, this is three times, Lord. This is $2 and a quarter this has cost me, Lord. I sure hope you know where you're going. And I asked the guy in the little booth, I said, sir, do you know where Highway 190 is? He said, this is 190. I said, oh, this is Highway 190. He said, yeah, the George Bush is 190. I said, oh. I said, well, do you know where a certain intersection is? He said, it's the next intersection on the right. I said, is that? I said, well, the place I'm speaking is right there at that intersection. I looked at my watch. I said, hey, I got plenty of time. I went running up there, exited off and looked, and there was the building where I was supposed to speak. I went over there, walked inside, and I thought, I got 15 minutes. No problem. Now then, why, when God speaks to us, why can't we be obedient like Joseph? Sends an angel. You need to take the baby and his mother, Mary, and you need to go to Egypt. Do you think Joseph argued with God like I did? No, I don't think he did. I think he was smarter than me. I think when the king told him what to do, he just said, okay, Lord, we're going.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website, or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.